This show is sponsored by Midi Health. There are great things that come with age: wisdom, experience, and knowledge, just to name a few. But if you're a woman over 40, it can also bring some less desirable things like hot flashes, insomnia, brain fog, moodiness, and weight gain, all symptoms of menopause and perimenopause. Yes, hormonal transition is a fact of life, but that doesn't mean you have to accept its symptoms as just another part of aging. Midi clinicians are menopause experts, equipped to support you with safe, effective, FDA-approved medications, as well as supplements, lifestyle coaching, and preventative health guidance. You'll come out of the experience feeling heard and with a plan to start feeling better. Midi offers accessible care. All their services are covered by insurance, and they're conveniently accessible through telehealth visits and 24/7 messaging. You deserve to feel great. Book your virtual visit today at joinmidi.com. That's joinmidi.com.
The Parkins and Spiegel Show.
If y'all ready, give me a hell yeah.
Oh, hell yeah.
Cubs starting second baseman. Nico Hoerner. Nico, it's Mark and Anthony, the regular guys. Both of them abandon you.
I've abandoned my child. I've abandoned my boy.
It's all good. We're mixing it up.
But thanks for coming on with us, man. I appreciate it.
Yeah, of course. Nice job, guys. It was fun.
Thank you. Thank you. Appreciate that.
Yep.
Nico Hoerner right there giving us the nice job.
Oh, dig yourself.
He did say nice job.
I wasn't fishing for it, but I'll be damned if we didn't get it. That was Nico Hoerner. That's Ann Heron. I'm Mark Rohde. This is Parkins and Spiegel on the score. Oh, we stay right here?
We keep it here. Oh. You guys can just bask in your comment from Nico, which our guys don't even get.
I had no idea. I could have used a little heads up.
Here we go. Here we go,
Jeff. Okay, we're gonna pull the curtain back a little bit.
Yeah, please do, because that's the only time ever in my life I've been told not to take a break after a guest.
Okay, so, yeah, here's the thing, though, Mark. You asked for something earlier, so I'll go ahead and put this out there. We're trying to spice things up a little bit, right?
Yeah, sure.
I love Tabasco sauce, and we'll be back.
So before the show, when the rundown was filled out, we have a very detailed rundown. You guys haven't done any of the reads from it yet. You haven't teased the giveaway yet.
I'm not really worried about finger pointing inside that room. I'm really not.
How about this? Maybe instead of just read the stuff, how about producers saying, hey, just a heads up. Oh, and by the way, we're not going to tell you when to do the reads. You got to do that on your own. Then I would do it.
I like a Spitfire type. I told you. But we can't live like this.
Like what?
This was a nice house. Peaceful. I don't know. There wasn't all this yelling.
I have zero issues with it. On the score.
You got a mess. Now you want a break.
Ooh.
Oh, I don't think so. Sidecar. I don't think so, shotgun.
By the powers vested in me, by the Federal Communications Commission, I command you to get on the microphone in a serious manner and continue this broadcast.
One, two, three,
and here we go.
Here we go.
Here we go, Jeff.
Here we go, Tony.
The Parkins and Spiegel Show, afternoons from 2 to 6 on 670 The Score in Odyssey Station.
A little spicy yesterday. It is different, the break before the 2:30 guest, than have the reaction time afterwards, but it's pretty spelled out there.
It's very spelled out, especially in the rundown when I put the break times in for each segment for the fill-in hosts.
Right.
So what wasn't in that open, Danny, I'm sorry to jump in here
soon,
but I'm still kind of angry about it, was during the pre-show, Mark has like his giant card that he uses, like a geriatric 75-year-old who can't see.
Oh, it's his Matt Nagy card. I actually kind of like it.
His giant card. He likes to fill in his rundown on there, but then he also wanted me to print our like live rundown off for him, which I did during the pre-show, and I put that on top of his reads right where he sat in the office. Didn't bring that or the reads into here, and then he's like, I didn't know. Where's the rundown? Brother, you asked me to print it off for you. You didn't even bring it into the studio.
Oh, man.
So we got over it pretty quickly.
Did you? Tanny? Hold on.
No. There was a little Mark Grody v. Shane Reardon Cold War happening yesterday for the entire broadcast, I feel like.
Nice.
So, yeah.
Carrying over the natural vibe of the show, a little bit of tension. Sometimes we're on the same team. Sometimes we're playing defense against each other.
Yeah. Listen, Mark is one of my favorite people on the planet, and he is an A-teamer on this team at the score. He'll do anything whenever. I still put the break times there for him, and I just said, hey, we're getting rid of Nico by 49, but your break time is there in the rundown for 54.
Yeah.
So just look at the rundown that you asked me to print off for you but didn't bring it into the studio.
I felt like if you could have gone into Grody's head, he'd be saying,
is there a positive vibe in here right now?
Yeah.
He could answer.
I probably went a little bit too hard. Like, if you want the full context, then go listen to the whole segment.
Have you done that before?
I've done that before, but I shouldn't have done it to Grody. I should have kept it inside and then talk to him about it in the break.
Probably.
For the people who truly deserve your ire, Big Ant. you should have pointed it at Big Ant.
Yeah. Big Ant, that was a great laugh by him. That was a really genuine, hearty, loving the awkwardness and the tension and not really caring about anything. And I'm going to just go out on a limb and guess that he didn't make the pre-show meeting either day.
No.
Yeah, okay.
First day was 1:45 or something like that. And then we gave him crap about it on the air. He's like, okay, yeah, I'll try to be here by 1. 1:36 the next day. What the hell, dude? There's no respect for our process.
No respect for our process. No.
I believe he lives close enough where if he would leave his house at 1, he still would be here by like 1:10.
Right, yeah. He's leaving after the pre-show meeting starts intentionally. And it is disrespectful. But I kind of like it.
He's not even in the burbs yet. Like he said yesterday on the air, they finally bought a house in the burbs. He's not even there yet. So you don't have an excuse, my man.
No.
Just get here.
Just get here.
He shows up at his lunch, so you know it took him 20 minutes extra than what he could have been here. Could have been here at 1:16. But I had to get his salad.
That's a solid amount of tension. I'm going to have to go back and listen to the Nico Horner interview.
No, they were great. Good fill-ins.
I'm sure. I'm sure. They're excellent. Yeah, that was very borderline patronizing from Nico. Like, hey, good job, guys. like he's surprised that other people are capable. I like that. I like the idea of feeling like you couldn't replace us, but you absolutely could replace us, as Ant and Grody proved yesterday.
When I texted him Monday night, Nico, just like, get him ready for Tuesday. I was like, hey, just so you know, our guys are out. It's 2 fill-ins. Mark Grody and Anthony Heron, but they're chill, no worries. And he's like, ooh, thanks for the heads up. So I wonder if he did his research on them before Tuesday.
But it's fine. Hey, nice job, guys.
Yeah, is there like a pitching machine like for radio interviews where he can simulate what it's like getting a Grody question?
Well, that is Rob Soto. So Rap Soto does the pitchers. Rob Soto go out and scouts the radio host.
That's good. Fires the triple barrel question.
That was fun.
Thank you. Appreciate that. Yep. Nico Horner right there giving us the nice job.
Nice job, guys. That was fun. Well, we have a pair of tickets to Vampire Weekend. Let's get that out there in the first segment of the show. I don't know when, but at some point we're going to ask you to be the sixth caller at 312-540-0670. And we'll give you a shot at tickets.
So what we've been doing, and I'm sorry I didn't put this in the rundown. That one's on me. I assumed you were listening after your fill-in on Colin, and you just heard everything that we did.
I didn't.
So I would argue that the opening guitar riff from A Punk by Vampire Weekend is a top 10 most recognizable guitar riffs in all of American music.
Oh. Yeah, I know this one.
98% of people who have heard music know that and have heard it. They might not be able to tell you the track or the band, They know the guitar riff.
Yes, yes.
And Ant twisted my words into a damn pretzel, but when you hear that today, one of the top 10 most recognizable guitar riffs in the world, call 312-540-0670.
All right, perfect. That's excellent. Ian Happ is on a tear right now that is making me strongly reevaluate how I've always felt about Ian Happ. And we've talked about him a good amount on the show. I like him. Smart guy. Player rep. Good guest with Dan and Lawrence. He's been an all-star, 2-time Gold Glover. But I have always felt like, well, it's a run-producing position, left field, so I want slug. And how valuable is a Gold Glove player at arguably the easiest defensive position on the field? Wasn't on the 2016 team, so you don't have that level of nostalgia attached to him. But he has been here since 2017. Like, he is shooting up the list on like most games played all time as a member of the Cubs. Like, we have gotten to know Ian Happ from, you know, infielder to outfielder to demotion to AAA to the callback to the intensity to the coffee company to the podcast to the radio appearances to the player rep to you know, being accessible during COVID, being accessible during labor negotiations, like a consummate professional. But there's just been the streakiness. Oh, God. All right, I'll get to the rest of that Ian Happ take in a minute.
Moby Dick. I told him you had moved on.
Mark Grody. No, that's fine. Grody, you can't bring in a rundown? What's going on here?
I mean, you guys all got to have at it for another day here, so in my mind, this is not over. First of all, Dan, I probably have been the driver of that show in a normal time period, maybe, I don't even know, a handful of times at the most. So, yes, they do a great job of writing down all the things that go into the show. But how about, this is kind of an interesting thing here, Grody, just so you know, it's a little weird, but we break at 50, and then that'll give you guys a chance to talk about the interview. Wouldn't you want to say that?
I've messed it up before. I have, when we started doing the 2:30 guests, I messed it up, and the same thing happened where I threw to break after the interview, and they were like, "No, we told you about that," or we talked. So I've made that mistake before.
All right, then I have a question for both of you, Mark. This is also for you,
yeah.
Danny. You've been hosting here for what, 7 years now?
Yeah,
Grody, you've been hosting at The Score in radio in Chicago for what, 20?
More or less 10, and Ernest hosting.
Have you
yeah.
ever taken the final break of the show at 49 ever?
No, but I've never ever in my life taken a break. So this needed some clarity. Just a little. Hey, look, I know we're responsible for following the rundown, which would have been nice to. Hey, guys, here's how the show works. We just fill out a rundown. You guys just kind of follow that. And that would have been fine, but there's nobody.
You've been a part of that process before, in fairness. I wasn't here yesterday, but I don't think they changed the rundown from the last 4 years of how we've been doing that. You have access to the Google Doc, no?
Yeah, but absolutely, but there could be some explanation about, hey, here's what we want to do in this segment. Here's our idea in this segment. Here's what we're thinking for this segment. And by the way, the Ian Happ segment or the Nico Horner segment is a little bit awkward.
Hmm. Mark, I'm not. I love you to death. I'm not throwing you under the bus here. I'm talking about process. We sit in that pre-show and like we slot everything in every segment. And I know you're writing it down on your paper rundown as well, but we just put it in that living doc. And this might be too behind the scenes, but we do slot out where everything's going, and then we printed it off.
Yeah, but there's no explanation of any segment whatsoever. There's no like, oh, here's what we're thinking for that, and you know, we got this audio here. Like, here's what we were thinking for that. Or even a little feedback. Like, I don't know about that segment, or that segment wasn't great, or maybe we do this instead, or maybe we do that. Like, I just didn't.
They were all great, Mark. All the segments were awesome, and we didn't want to keep out of inflated ego the rest of the show. Okay?
We had three hours yesterday, three segments per hour. We had every segment planned out with what it was going to be: a Bears segment into callers for Bears into wrapping that up, a Cubs segment into callers for Cubs and wrapping that up, all in the rundown.
Now I know. The next time I run the show, it's in the rundown, Grody. Don't communicate. No, there'll be no talking about this show.
We talk
it's in
about
the rundown.
It as we're building the rundown. We talk about it and then put it in the rundown. I feel like I don't know what's happening right now. 2:42 and I'm already yelling.
Sounds like you were yelling earlier yesterday.
Quit yelling.
The genesis of the argument comes from the Nico Horner thing, and there was no. You don't think that there should have been an explanation there around that?
I agree that it threw me the first time we did it because. But then it is to Shane's point. It is the same number of breaks, and you take an extra break before it to do the 2:30 interview. This is very inside.
I'm willing to concede verbally I should have said, hey, here's the one thing. We get rid of him by 49, and then you still take it to 54 instead of me just putting it in writing. And Tanny's right. We should move on, but this has been very fun. And Grody, I can't wait for you to drive the show again.
Yeah. Yeah. If I decide I want to drive it again, I don't know. I didn't feel very, you know.
And we should move on, but it's not disrespectful to Mark. Like, if Mark has, like, if he wants to break some Bears news, like, yeah, we'll keep going with Mark, you know, but as far as this conversation.
But what is disrespectful to Tanny is Mark is saying that we're not
explaining
the audio.
We could have communicated better. I will agree with that.
Okay. Wow. Okay. Well, I don't think Shane agrees with that.
And then he's making fun of my big board, too. What did you call it? My geriatric board that I like to be able to see things on, like have things in front of me.
I like the big board, too.
To have to be able to draw details.
I used to have a second monitor here, and then these guys came back from COVID. Now I have to make eye contact with Danny, so I had to get rid of my quote-unquote big board, the second monitor. So I get it. I get that point. We're just doing fun things here.
312-644-6767 on the text line. Whose side are you on, Shane's or Grody's? Who's right?
Oh, who cares?
Who's wrong? Oh, I think they better care, given the amount of time we've spent on it.
Someone
better care. Cast your vote on who's right or who's wrong on the text line. The way to vote is just by texting Shane or Grody. Thank you for sitting in the seat and doing an excellent job, Mark. Thank you.
Thank you, Danny. Shane, when I see you, maybe I'll give you a hug. And Tanny, I always love you. Goodbye, guys.
Right.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. All right, we'll tally the vote and maybe finish the Ian Happ take. Parkinson's Spiegel on the score.
This show is sponsored by Midi Health. There are great things that come with age. Wisdom, experience, and knowledge. Just to name a few. But if you're a woman over 40, it can also bring some less desirable things like hot flashes, insomnia, brain fog, moodiness, and weight gain. All symptoms of menopause and perimenopause. Yes, hormonal transition is a fact of life, but that doesn't mean you have to accept its symptoms as just another part of aging. Midi clinicians are menopause experts, equipped to support you with safe, effective, FDA-approved medications, as well as supplements, lifestyle coaching, and preventative health guidance. You'll come out of the experience feeling heard and with a plan to start feeling better. Midi offers accessible care. All their services are covered by insurance, and they're conveniently accessible through telehealth visits and 24/7 messaging. You deserve to feel great. Book your virtual visit today at joinmidi.com. That's joinmidi.com.
The Parkinson Spiegel Show.
And here's the controversy. Listen, we love fun, right?
Afternoons on the score.
Shane is fired up.
He sure is. And he's winning the vote on the text line. The first 25 responses were 14 for Shane, 11 for Grody. But then we got two for Tanny.
Yeah, Tanny wasn't an option, by the way.
Yeah,
but he got two.
Yeah, so that's confusing.
There's got to be a system better than this two-party system. Thank you, everyone who voted for me. But again, an independent messing everything up.
Yeah, it was a... Whatever. I don't exactly still know what happened, but I got the gist of it. It was spectacular. One texter accurately pointing out that Tanny was a little bit of a pot stirrer in that segment. Like, hey, Shane, don't take that from Grody. Hey, Grody. Yeah, right. Don't take that from Shane.
If we're going to keep going, you might as well play a little radio. You know what I mean?
Yeah, no, you know, you're good at it. But just to finish the point on Ian Happ briefly, like, my thing on Happ has been that he is a good player, but a frustrating player more so for what he isn't than what he is. Like, I admit that I have sometimes viewed Ian Happ through a glass half empty prism as opposed to a glass half full outlook. And also, I will admit this bias. You guys know, I always say, like, everyone has biases. The people that you can trust are the ones who admit it to you. I wanted it to be Schwarber. Like, Schwarber's one of my favorite Cubs ever. I hated it when they non-tendered him. It was probably the angriest I've ever been at the Cubs on the air is when they non-tendered Schwarber. And what he was not good at, defense, Happ is excellent at. And what Happ struggles with, slug, Schwarber is excellent with. But this stretch of 39 games with 41 driven in, he's slugging .629 with an OPS over one, and he's getting on base nearly 40% of the time. Like, he's been a streaky player his whole career. This is the longest stretch of a good streak at the plate that we've seen from Ian Happ. Like, this version of Ian Happ is excellent. Works counts, drives the ball, hits it over the wall, productive from both sides of the plate, and gives you great outfield defense. Like, this version of Ian Happ, I heard the guys talking about it earlier, could, like, reasonably be an all-star. Feels frustrating because the streakiness is there. It's like, oh, why can't you do this all the time? Because baseball's hard. No one can do it all the time. And if you can do it all the time, you're one of the 10 best players in the sport and you get $300 million contracts. But I admit that I think that I have not appreciated Ian Happ enough for a number of reasons him not being here for the 2016 Cubs, him not being Kyle Schwarber, him not being a prototypical left fielder. Like, I have focused more on what he isn't than what he is. And what he is a pretty damn solid, useful baseball player who is the definition of, hey, he's a pro, give him time, he'll play to the back of his baseball card. And now he's going to exceed the back of his baseball card based on this, you know, 25% of a season stretch that he's on. And obviously, you know, we'll see how it goes. But he was so bad early, we were talking about outright benching him. Now he's been arguably the best offensive player on the team. So, consummate professional, played a ton of games for the Cubs at this point in his career. I will fully admit that I have not respected him enough. I'm wondering if other people feel the same way. We can get to that, but some stories from LA, including how big of an operation the Bears are going to be nationally. I think the guys got some stuff that they want to play sports-wise, and me being myself on national TV-wise. So we'll get into that, and we can do more Cubs reaction as well. Boog Shambi at 425, Brian Bulaga coming up at 4. Parkins and Spiegel on the score.